Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yeah, I'm trying to cancel the business I just made, supposedly Home Depot and Makita.
Alrighty, give me 1 second, please. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
Yeah, it's 4160.
You said 481?
60.
Thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
First name is John, J-O-H-N, Sawdon, S-A-W-D-O-N.
I thank you for that as well. For security purposes, could you please verify that address, please?
Yeah, P.O. Box 264, Milan, Michigan, 48160.
Alrighty, and I do thank you for that. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
Alrighty, I was able to locate this account associated with you, and I do see that you're entered into the sweepstakes to have a chance to win the Makita Grill.
Yeah, but you know what it said today you're a winner. Didn't say nothing about being a sweepstakes. All that stuff was after the fact.
Right.
It's actually misleading. Misleading to me.
So I will go ahead and be more than happy to get you counseled out of this, sir. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, sir. I've gone ahead and gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation does take effect of you immediately, and I do have the cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
Yeah, 1 second.
Sure.
Okay.
That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 260-569-917. I beg your pardon?
Can I get that one more time?
Sure. That's C as in Charlie, 260-569-917.
Okay, the first letter is what?
The first letter is a C.
C?
C, yes. And like Charlie, like cancellation, it's a C. And then there are nothing but numbers afterwards.
Okay.
All right.
59917.
The last numbers are 569-917. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you, dear.
I do thank you for calling customer service, and I do have a great afternoon, okay?
You too. You too. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.